In Bahrain, security forces have arrested nearly two dozen anti-regime activists as part of Manama's crackdown on political dissidents. Security forces raided the homes on the island city of Sitra, as well as the towns of Diraz, Buri, and Karzakan. Hundreds of Bahraini political dissidents have been taken into custody in recent years. Earlier in February, UN expressed doubt over the fairness of trials held for activists in Bahrain. Latest wave of crackdown comes ahead of the anniversary of the February 14, 2011 popular uprising against the ruling regime in the country. Joining us now out of London is Jalal Fairuz, a Bahraini dissident and former MP. Hello, Dr. Fairuz. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Your thoughts on this latest crackdown? We're seeing a repetition of many other crackdowns that have preceded it.
Well, the regime is very desperate because the activities on the ground, in the streets in Bahrain, have been exclamating. Now that I'm talking to you, I'm receiving pictures and videos from inside Bahrain and all over Bahrain. In most of the cities and the villages, there are protests on the main highways, on the main streets all over Bahrain. There, you can hear the sirens of the police, and there are the blockades by the police here and there. And it reminds the people of 8 years ago tonight and how the situation was of the protest. Because of the calls which were put out in the past few days, the regime tried to abduct and arrest the any activist who thinks that will call for such activities without any charge, without any evidence. They were just abducted, and I believe it is going on. Last night, after midnight, there were 12 arrests in different areas, and of course now the number is rising.
And doctor, what are these activists, what kind of demands, or what is their end game? What kind of reforms or change are they pursuing in Bahrain? And then why is the Manama regime so brutal when it comes to dealing with them?
They only ask for applying Bahrain's constitution, which says Bahrain is a democratic country and the sovereignty of it is with the Bahrain. Now the situation is so different. Bahrain is zero democracy, and it is a full dictatorship and police state, and there are no sovereignty for the people. Rather, the tribe of Al Khalifa is controlling everything. They are controlling the power, the authority, the economy, the wealth, and everything. So the people are just asking for their dignity, for democracy, for freedom, for justice.
So then why are actually Western governments in bed with the Al Khalifa regime and they don't speak out against the human rights situation on Bahraini soil then, doctor?
Well, this is not a surprise to lots of people who know the Western regimes, who have been backing whoever pays more, like the Saudis and Emiratis, and they are backing whoever is standing by the Zionist regime occupying Palestine. They don't care about democracy. They don't care about freedom, justice. They just will be supporting dictatorships really all over the world. That's the way they have been supporting. The apartheid, they've been supporting dictators like the late Shah, the Pinochet, and so forth. When it comes to the people's uprising, they don't want that, because if it's the people gaining their legitimate right to rule and be independent, that will stop the West from being able to steal all this wealth from the people of Bahrain and everywhere else.
Thank you. Dr. Jalal Farooq is joining us out of London. Thank you, Doctor.